Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
Greetings, saints of the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. All you all, the beloved of Yah, those of you who are called to be saints, grace and peace be unto you this day. Hallelujah. I'm your host this evening, this edition of the Brother segment, Elder Donnie here. Hallelujah. I just want to greet you all shalom and hallelujah. Glad we were able to get on here tonight. Had a little bit of a technical issue, but hallelujah. Got it going, got it together. Glory to the King. Bless your sister, Kina, stepping in and setting this show up, the broadcast up. But all praise to the Most High Yah. Glory to the King. And unfortunately, we're not going to have the chat up this evening. So I just got a thumbs up saying that the audio is coming in clear. And glory to the King. That's what we need. So without further ado, we're going to just jump right into it. I just want to come on here this evening and speak to you all just a few words just of encouragement, keeping in mind the time frame that we're in, the Feast of the Most High Yah, and these are set apart, their holy convocations and set apart times for his people, his set apart people, and they all have meanings. And it's an honor, it's a privilege to be here in this walk of faith, to know who I am, hallelujah, in this time. And I'm sure all of you are as well, and you should be, putting aside all weights and heavy burdens, but getting outside of yourself and realizing it's about a bigger purpose, a bigger and a higher calling. Glory to the King. This is a time frame where we're at, saints. We're anticipating the arrival of our King to redeem us from our enemies, to bless us, reward us, and ultimately to dwell with him, hallelujah, in the kingdom. So this is a very good time, hallelujah. Thank you, Deacon Bell. I appreciate that as well. Glory to the King. So this is a heavily anticipated and should be in our hearts and minds in high regard. So, you know, Yah is good. Yah is truly good because just as shepherds has been encouraging us to and reminding us to be thankful, you know, thankful for all things. And that's one thing he's always preached to us and talked to us, elders, teachers, deacons, leaders in Israel, to always keep the saints, to help them to remember and to give thanks unto Yah. I'm so thankful, as I just said, that I'm living in this time right now, that I a part of this restoration, hallelujah, and that my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, hallelujah, and that I know without a surety of a doubt, hallelujah, who my Savior is, and that the blood is able to cleanse, hallelujah. And I'm so grateful to be able to go unto the Father, go unto the throne of grace, and to enter in to the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. It's not a small thing. But all in all, saints, yeah, it's truly been good. I mean, we can go on and on and giving thanks. One of the things that I read this one time, and this is in a worldly book, and it was saying, if you can, when things are going wrong, you can think of 10 things to give thanks for and that you're grateful for that'll help you out so much with your outlook. I mean, think about it. Here we are, the saints of the Most High. We ought to be able to do that because the Word tells us to think on these things. Think on things that are holy. Think on things that are just. Think on things that are pure. It's so easy for the enemy to come in and infiltrate our thought patterns and submit thoughts into our minds and make us think on all kinds of negative things, suicidal thoughts, thoughts that don't gender no life, thoughts that'll take us way out of the way. But we are admonished to think on these things. Think on holy things and pure things. Think on life. We have a living Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me respond real quick. Thanks for most high. Give me just one second. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Yah be the glory. Hallelujah. So I'm going to get started here. And I'm going to get started here. Glory to the King. I'm doing a couple things at once, so bear with me, saints. Still trying to get things situated here. Glory to the King. But in the name of the Most High Yah, the beneficent, the merciful, in whom there is no other mighty one but him alone, to whom all praise is due, and we will forever thank him for sending us Yeshua, the Messiah, who atoned for our sins. And if it were not for the Messiah, we would not be here. Hallelujah. So, so grateful for Yah. Hallelujah. And clothing himself in this flesh, coming to this earth, walking this earth, taking away all excuses from man, taking on the sins of all of Israel. I mean, that's mind-blowing when you think about it. If you ever sit down and think about what Yah has done, it's a marvelous thing. And it shows the ultimate love, the ultimate compassion, just the ultimate love story and how he loves his people. Hallelujah. So, glory to the King. I'm looking at John here, 15:1. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he pruneth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. You hear that, Israel? So we have to be connected. We got to stay close. We need the Father. We need Yah. We need Yeshua. We need his Holy Spirit to dwell in us. And that's the only way we're going to be perfected. That's the only way we're going to thrive and bring forth any fruit. We cannot do none of this on our own and of ourselves. I know at times it gets to the point where you may drift away or you may lose sight of what's going on or the vision, the focus. We got to reel ourselves back in and not get caught up in this world. It's so easy to get caught up in the things of this life. But we got to stay close. We got to stay connected because we can't do nothing. And that's why it's so important for us to keep it in our mind, the goodness of God and what he's done for us and who he is. And who we are as his people, most importantly. I think we don't put enough value on who we are, enough value on who we are as called out saints of the Most High, his chosen seed. Hallelujah. We think on those things, that'll keep our minds in the right place. That'll keep our heart aright. When we wake up and we don't give Yah the glory, we are declaring that we don't need him. But I'm thankful for our shepherd, our leader, our teacher, our guide, who's been a driving force, who's been an example for us here on this earth. Pastor Charles Dowell, I greatly appreciate you. He labors. Also Pastor Corey, Pastor Beer, who are in this in this fight, in this battle, in this war as well, feeding Yah's sheep. So we have a lot to be grateful for and thankful for. And Yah has been really mindful of us. Glory to the King. But Deuteronomy 8, 11 through 18, I'm going to just read this. Beware that you forget not Yahweh, your Elohim, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command you this day, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied. Then your heart be lifted up, and you forget Yahweh, your Elohim, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt to bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness therein, where fiery serpents and scorpions and drought were there, where there was no water, who brought you forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers knew not, that he might humble you, and that he might prove you to do you good at your latter end. And you say in your heart, my power and my might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But you shall remember Yahweh, your Elohim, for it is he that giveth you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto your fathers, as it is this day. So we are charged to always, always remember. Remember Yahweh, no matter what we're doing, right? No matter where we're at, what generation, whatever going on, we ought to always remember him, because he's the one that gives us strength. It's by his power and it's by his might that we have anything, even the understanding that we have today, even the revelation, the things that he's revealed to us, even the fact that we are what we are. Because think about it. There's people that call themselves out there. That's, you know, they call themselves Hebrew Israelites. But look at the state that they're in. Look at their mindset. Look at yourself. Be thankful. You know, we always look at, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that. But look at what you do have. The word tells us that godliness with contentment is great gain. And it tells us to be content with such things as we have. There are a lot of people out there ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. A lot of people are deceived. A lot of people are doing things and making moves and going all over the world searching. But you, Israel, you have found, you who are connected, you are with this ministry, you have found the truth. You have found Yah. Glory to the King. So we got to always remember where we get our strength from, where our help comes from. Glory to the King. But as we just moving along, Frank, as we just finish with the memorial of the blowing of the trumpets, right? I'll say this. It's a time of repentance where we are now. Until from the time of the blowing of the trumpets until now, it should be a serious time, very sober time for us. It's a time for us to reflect on repentance. We also need to be doing a deep cleansing of our soul and our spirit. And what this does, it prepares us for the Day of Atonement, hallelujah, where we afflict our souls and where we come together on one accord in remembrance as we are commanded to. We got to remember, you know, Yah will judge the wicked and he will destroy them from this earth, hallelujah. We want to make sure that we're not counted in that number, glory to the King. So making sure that we're taking these things very seriously. I'm going to read a couple of things here, and this is just a recap for us. But in ancient Israel, the shofar was blown for various reasons, including a call to war. The period of Yah's wrath is called the Day of Yahweh. It is also a time known for the blowing of trumpets. The Day of Yahweh includes a series of catastrophic events leading up to the return of Messiah, Jesus Christ, and his kindled anger against humanity's rebellion against Yah. It is important to understand prophecies concerning the Day of Yahweh, the memorial of the blowing of trumpets, right? And, you know, I was just a few days ago just looking over Numbers, right, and I believe around chapter 10, and just how the significance of the trumpet and the meaning of it, why they did it, and, you know, it was for times of at the beginning of the month, we should blow the trumpet when we're joyful. On these set-apart days, we need to be blowing the trumpet. Also, when it was time for war, as a battle, you know, you had the different trumpet blasts. And even when for the gathering of the assemblies, you had the sound of the trumpet. Distinct sounds for every single event that went on. And so that's very, the trumpet and the blowing of it is very, for us as a people, it's something that we've always had, and it symbolizes, and it's just, and even when we read about what happened when Yah came down on the mount and spoke to the children of Israel, and how the trumpet blast, it was so loud, and it was such an intense thing, right? That trumpet blast, we're sure to hear that trumpet blast again, hallelujah. And we need to be anticipating and waiting and watching for it, glory to the King. But the memorial of the blowing of the trumpets contained an important message for Israelites. In fact, it is the most important news on the globe today. It heralds a call and an emphasis on repentance and judgment and the warning blast of the shofar, the day of Yahweh, and the proclamation that the Messiah is returning to establish his kingdom on the earth. Hallelujah. So we should be looking forward to that. And if we're looking forward to that, how should we be living and how should we be doing things, right? We should be living in such a way, staying in a state of repentance, right? Staying in a state of joyfulness, staying in a state of thanksgiving, just staying ready. Hallelujah. I'm going to repeat this again. The blowing of trumpets is a call to repentance, and from the time of the blowing of the trumpets until the Day of Atonement, it is a time for us to reflect on repentance, and we need to be doing a deep cleansing of our soul and our spirit. This prepares us for the Day of Atonement. You know, as Teacher Shane, he taught us on yesterday about, you know, the tabernacle, and explain to us that we need to keep in mind that we are the tabernacle of Yah. You know, one of the most important things about it is the fact that now we don't need a high priest to perform these ceremonies and things, and you know, the priests to do the different sacrifices and all. But we have the opportunity ourselves to go before Yah, to the Holy of Holies, to humble ourselves before the throne of grace, you know, and receive mercy. One of the things that I wanted to harp on or talk about, I think I'll say that. I'll say this, though, before I go there, because I noticed, you know, during the feast, whether it be fall or spring, you know, questions do arise around, you know, the holy convocations, the days in which we are to do no servile work during Feast of Unleavened Bread. You know, we have the first day of the feast and the last day of the feast. We have the blowing of the trumpets. And then also tabernacles. We have the first day of the feast and then the last day of the feast, which is the eighth day. And, you know, these questions always come up. And I always tell saints, you know, listen, these are holy set-apart times. You know, the word convocation means, it means just that. It means a calling, a summons. It means a rehearsal. Right? It means something that's of great value. So keeping those things in mind, knowing that, how should we esteem these days, right? We should esteem them with high regard, you know, not taking it as just another, it's just one of them days, one of them high days. But when you think about something that's high, it's something that's to be esteemed high. It's not something that should be just taken lightly. Oh, okay, it's not the weekly Shabbat, but it's just, no, you need to hold it in high regard because it's for a reason. Yah set it apart for a reason. It says it's holy. It's set apart, right? And it's for us. It's a summons for us to come unto Yah. And what the feasts do ultimately, these things, they prepare us and they get us, cause us to become closer to Yah. It's something that he's trying to show us and teach us. And just like we got to purge ourselves year-round, we should be purging ourselves during this time as well, saints. And So we shouldn't take it and look at it and as just, oh, it's just a high day. I can still do whatever I want. No. When I look at what happened with, what was it, in Nehemiah, right, what they did, you know, they took it upon themselves to read in the book of the law, you know, from morning to midday. They had a high reverence of it. You know what I mean? I even remember when Nehemiah was saying, well, you know, when it would get dark, it would begin to get dark for the weekly Shabbat, they would begin to close the gate, you know, to the city even before then, and they wouldn't open it back until after the Shabbat. So they were making preparations. I've heard shepherds say this before, guarding the edges of the Sabbath. And that's the things we need to be doing. We need to keep in mind ahead of time, you know, what time frame we're in, you know, how many days we got to it, so we can make preparations so that we're not up against the day trying to do things and our mind is not focused. These could be times where these holy convocations, these times where we're at home with our families. We should be meeting with our families. We should be reading the word, going through the law, right? Having a heart, a merry heart, a heart of, anticipation, seeking what we can receive from the Father, seeking what he would have us to know or reveal unto us. It should be in high regard unto us, right? Instead of just esteeming it as, oh, this one day I don't have to go to my job. So it's much deeper than that. It's much more serious than that. It has much more meaning, and it should. Hallelujah. So moving along, I'm going to I want to read, let me see, I'm going to read, I'm going to read this from Hebrews chapter 9. I'm going to start at verse 11. And it says, but Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more to the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to Yah, and that it should purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living Yah. The thing about it is we need to believe that, right? We need to believe that we are clean. We need to believe the power of the blood, right? And if any time that our mind, our wicked conscience reminds of us of dead works, then we really got to look at that, right? And realize, you know, what this thing is trying to do. It's trying to bring us down. It's trying to cause us not to believe and the esteem the power of that blood and what it can do. The enemy is always trying, like I was saying earlier, to submit thoughts and to get us down and to keep us out. And I heard shepherds say this before. You know, if you're spending a lot of time on those thoughts and those things negatively like that and things of your past, you know, you got to watch that, because what that is doing, that's taking your thought away. Who are you yielding your members to? You know what I mean? Who are you in subjection to? Are you believing what the enemy is sending to your mind, or are you believing what Yah is saying about you? And Yah don't talk to you like that. He don't think about you like that, is what I meant to say, right? That's, you know, that's a Satan. Any thoughts coming to your mind bringing you down and reminding you of the past, you already know what that is. You got to spend time purging your conscience. I always make a habit of praying that, you know, in prayers that, you know, Father, cleanse me of my thoughts of dead works and all of these things. Clear my conscience of it, because the enemy constantly does that, and that's a way and a tactic to keep you down, to keep you, you know what I mean, from doing what you need to be doing. But yeah, throwing your focus, throwing your attention off. Hallelujah. So we got to believe and know that we're cleansed, because if, you know, what the priests were doing before, if that was enough to cleanse Israel and the sins of Israel, how much more do you think? You got the Creator himself, right? And come in and atoning for our sin. How much more do you think that blood is able to cleanse? But what that does is it cleanses us from year to year. Hallelujah. And when that veil was rent, it gives us the opportunity. Now we can go ourselves. We can go to the Holy of Holies, right? Provided that we made preparations. Jesus James talked about that as well yesterday. Preparing yourself before you enter in, right? You don't just go in, and you can't just go in to the Most High like that. That's why prayers are not going anywhere. And I'm going to read a couple of things here, and just to just let the word speak and how we should pray and how we should get ourselves ready and what we should do. This is Sirach, Ecclesiastes from the Apocrypha 7:14. It says, use not many words in a multitude of elders, and make not much babbling when you pray it. Matthew 6:7 says, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Ecclesiastes 5:2 says, be not rash with your mouth, and let not your heart be hasty to utter anything before Yah. For Yah is in heaven, and you upon the earth. Therefore, let your words be few. This is going back to Sirach. This is 18:23. It says, before, give me one second. It says, before you pray, prepare yourself, and be not as one that tempted Yah. Wherewith shall I come before the master? This is Micah 6:6. Wherefore shall I come before the master and bow myself before the high Yah? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Question. Will Yah will be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the first of my body for the sin of my soul? He had showed me, O man, what is good and what doeth Yah required of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with Yah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. This is Psalms 5:1, and it says, give ear to my words, O Yahweh. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my Yah. For unto you will I pray. My voice shall you hear in the morning, O Yahweh. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto you and will look up. To Ecclesiastes in the Apocrypha Sirach 39:1. But he that giveth his mind to the law of the Most High and is occupied in the meditation thereof will seek out wisdom of all the ancient and be occupied in prophecies. He will keep the sayings of the renowned men, and where subtle parables are, he will be there also. He will seek out the secrets of grave sentences and be conversant in dark parables. He shall serve among great men and appear before princes. He will travel through strange countries, for he hath tried the good and the evil among men. Now listen to this, Sirach 39:5. He will give his heart to resort early to Yahweh that made him. So basically, when you get up early, he's going to run right to Yah. And he will pray before the Most High, and he will open his mouth in prayer and make supplication for his sins. When the great master will, he will be filled with the spirit of understanding. He shall pour out wise sentences and give thanks unto Yahweh in his prayer. Didn't Pastor tell us that? Just the other day, what was it, Blog Talk? He said, we want to have all these requests and supplications and all of these things we want to say, but how often do we end it with prayer, like thanks and thanksgiving or praise, right, for what Yah is going to do or what he's already done? And this here says, and he gives thanks unto Yahweh in his prayer. Verse 39 and 7 says, he shall direct his counsel and his knowledge, and in his secrets shall he meditate. So it goes on and on. I just stopped it right there at verse 7. But it's so much that this particular individual gained from doing this, and by being diligent and seeking Yah early, and by, you know, confessing his sins, and it was so much that was granted unto him, and praying to Yah, giving thanks unto Yah, praising Yah. Hallelujah. Keeping Yah always on his mind, on his heart, on the center of his attention and focus. And his mind, his revelation, his understanding was open. The eyes of his understanding were open. So much so that he was able to uncover grave sentences and secrets and things like that. And knowledge and wisdom was imparted unto him. Glory to the King. And that's the same for us. We can have the same if we devote ourselves and have the same level of devotion unto the Father. Glory to the King. So I'm just keeping in that mind and in that thought how we need to be preparing ourselves, saints, in this stretch that we're in. Keeping in mind where we're at, and make sure we're working on purging our soul, purging our and cleansing our soul, our spirit, even our bodies during this time. You know, we want to come before Yah. We want to come before him to be clean, you know, and be right. We want to go in this tabernacles, into tabernacles, expecting things, having expectations, right? Glory to the King. So what I'm going to do real quick is I'll take a break real quick. I'll take a break and come back. Give me a second here, friends.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. And yes, the King is coming. All glory, all praise, and all honor be to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. So, again, if you're joining the show, and I know it didn't start on at the time it normally does, but however, we did get in. But I just wanted to let you know this is Elder Donnie here on this edition of the Brother Segment, brought to you by Straight With Truth on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. And just going over, just talking to the saints just about the time that we're in, the peace, the severity of it, and also getting ourselves ready, cleansing ourselves, purifying ourselves. The next week, the appointed time is the Day of Atonement. We're looking forward to. So the idea is to be getting ourselves ready during this time frame. Hallelujah. And all glory to Yah for us to even be invited this feast. Hallelujah. The word even tells us that we should not appear empty, but we should be bringing the best that we have unto Yah. Even our spirits, you know what I mean? Even the spirit of expectation and the joy and of peace. And I remember reading in Nehemiah where, you know, he was telling the people, he was like, you know, this is particular time here for us to, you know, come unto Yah. Don't bring any grievances or burdens and anything like that. But just know that this is a holy time, right? This is the holy time that we're in. And so then they went on to tabernacles and everything. And so, yeah, we just got to make sure that we've been mindful. Hallelujah. Set aside ourselves, right? Set aside all the things that is life. So they don't really matter much. They're very temporal. Let us focus in on the things that are eternal. You know, we think about it, man. We serve the one and only true Yah. You know, I get a glimpse of that from time to time, and it's just really hard to put words to it. It's a lot of times it's like a rebuke. Most of the time it's a rebuke because it's like, man, you know, you should be doing way more. You should be way, you know what I mean? Way further along because you are serving the one and only. Nothing else matters. Nothing else in this life. I don't care about pains you may have in your body, aches, and I don't care whatever you think is an issue or you think is whatever it is, right? It's nothing. It means nothing. We got to learn how to step outside of this natural, this carnal thing that we see and tap into the eternal. Glory to the King. I'm going to just continue here, and like I said, I'm going to finish up with this part. And just about, as we're talking about prayers, maybe these are some things you may can incorporate in prayer that may help. Maybe this is why some prayers are not answered. Hallelujah. But let's look at it. Some things that you can do is to confess your sin honestly before the judge, Yah. Give an offering of praise, right? Give a physical offering. Pray to the judge and not Abba, asking Jesus, the intercessor, the mediator, our lawyer, to help show us the enemy have against us, whatever legal ground that is, right? Don't just pray once and faint. Continue to pray fervently. Have patience in your sufferings. Basically, endure. It might be that you just have a troubled spirit, right? Remind Yah of his word. And think about this. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, I remember Shepherd did a teaching on the importance of speaking in tongues, right? And I visited that from time to time because there's a lot that was said in there. As a matter of fact, something happened to me a month ago at this point now that he spoke about in that. And I'll tell you what it is. So I was, without getting into too much detail, you know, a thought came to my mind about something that, you know, Pastor said during, he always talked about it during mass deliverance. You know, he made mention it. If you've ever done drugs. If you've done drugs, you got high before, you're not only cursing yourself, but you're also cursing your seed, you know, that'll come up behind you, your children. And it reminded me of something that happened, me growing up and in my household. And it caused me immediately to begin to repent because it was something that had to do with my father, right? And that it could potentially have been passed down to me. Now, it just came to my mind out of nowhere. You understand what I mean? Like, I wasn't even praying for this. This thought had even escaped me. But the Holy Spirit reminded me of this thing, and I was like, oh, shit, I need to repent of this. This could potentially be upon me. You know what I mean? So I went ahead and broke the curses, and not only off of me, but my seed as well. I immediately did it because I was like, wow, what did that, I know where it came from, but, that's just a thought at the time. Wow, I completely forgot all about this, or to even repent about something like this, or that it even could have been probably in the past. It never came up in my mind like that, but the Holy Spirit brought it to my memory. And that's why it's so important to pray and speak in tongues, because I remember Shepherd in that teaching on the importance of speaking in tongues, he mentioned how we should make a habit of it, always praying in tongues, because you never know all the time what to pray for or to repent for. You know, the Spirit got to intercede for you and pray on your behalf and things that you may not even be aware of or even know of or even know how to articulate these things. So it's very important that we pray in our holy language, in our holy tongue. Right? Hallelujah. And it's sometimes you may not even have words to speak in your audible voice, but just pray in the Spirit, right? And trust and leave that in Yah's hands. Hallelujah. Because we need to know everything, and what we know, everything don't have to be revealed unto us all the time. Glory to the King. But anyways, moving along, 1 Peter 5:7, it says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. 10, but the Yah of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Hebrews 4:14-15, then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of Yah, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We need to always remember that, saints, always, that we have the opportunity to be able to do that. Come humbly, boldly before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Baruch 4:27 says, be of good comfort, O my children, and cry unto Yah, for you shall be remembered of him that brought these things upon you. For as it was your mind to go astray from Yah, so being returned, seek him 10 times more. For he that had brought these plagues upon you shall bring you everlasting joy with your salvation. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Seek him 10 times more. Seek him 10 times more. For he that had brought these plagues upon you shall bring you everlasting joy with your salvation. Hallelujah. I just had to read that again. Psalms 121, starting at verse 1. I'm gonna go down to 8. I'm just gonna call it here, saints. But it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from Yahweh, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth you will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Yahweh is thy keeper. Yahweh is your shade upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Yahweh shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Yahweh shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Hallelujah. Let us believe that with all our heart, our mind, our soul. And we can go to Yah and know that he's going to help us. He's going to cleanse us. He's going to deliver us. He's going to set us free. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Keep this in mind, saints. Just remember this, that we should be working on these three things approaching the feast. And while we're in the feast here, saints, repentance, hallelujah, cleansing, which is purifying your heart and your mind, and also, saints, come with a heart of expectation. Say, I believe, please, Father, help my unbelief. Hallelujah. So bless y'all, saints. Just want to come on here briefly and talk to y'all just with some encouragement. Just hopefully something said was encouraging and edifying to you. Glory to the King. God is good, saints, and we need to continue to remember that, continue to put that at the forefront of our minds and not let these things be words. You know, it's a lot of stuff we get, a lot of words. And my thing is, I feel like, you know, the word tells us that we got to remember lest we let these things slip, right? And a lot of these things were written aforetime for our learning, right? For our edification, for our admonition, for our learning. So we got to always continue to rehearse the words. Hallelujah. The word of the law. Hide that deep down in our heart. It got to become a passion. We got to love to do Yah's will and to do and keep his law. Glory to the King. Let us be set apart. As Yah's holy people in this earth, let us be the salt of the earth. Glory to the King. And continue in prayer, one for another. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much, right? The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But glory to the King. Y'all be encouraged, Israel, this week. Continue to get yourselves ready. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes set on the prize, on the vision, on the focus, on the kingdom. Glory to the King. Know that we're going to go through ups and downs, trials and tribulations. We're going to be tried. We're going to be purged, right? Isn't that what the Messiah said, right? You're going to be purged. If you and me, guess what? You're going to be purged. So you can bring forth more fruit. But you got to be in me, and I in you. Hallelujah. So bless y'all, Israel. Elder Donnie here signing off on this edition of the for the segment, Straight With Truth, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. And shalom, man. Bless y'all. Y'all be encouraged, Israel.